Hello, swingers! Boy, do we have a special night in store for you. Tonight, we're going to be watching George Wessel and Marjorie Farley make out for the first time. Now, these two young people have never once explored the possibility of each other's bodies, so tonight's going to be real special for them. To do this, we're going to have to form a little circle around them. Circle, everybody, circle! Now, Marjorie's husband has never seen her with another man, so tonight's going to be real special for him also. Are we nervous? No, we're not nervous. Are we having a good time? Hell, we're having a great time. And who made all that great time possible? South Bay Shore Society Love Club, that's who. And who's president of that great organization? Me. What is the code of our club? We are liberated, we are free, our bodies belong to each other, we deny no man or woman entrance to our inner core. Now touch the genitalia of the person next to you. Go ahead, touch the genitalia. And repeat after me, there's no such thing as love, it's just a question of need. There's no such thing as love, it's just a question of need. The first time I met you, I thought you were somebody else. The first time I talked to you, it seemed like we'd known each other a long time. The first time I came up to your apartment, I could tell you'd made an effort to look good. The first time we kissed, our teeth crashed. The first time I saw you with no clothes on, I couldn't believe my eyes. The first time we made love, the old lady from upstairs banged on the door and said, "Are you all right?" On the way home after the first time, I found myself thinking, this is how it should be. No demands, just pleasurable sensations. I won't raise expectations. I won't raise expectations. I'm in a dancing mood. It's probably on account of you. I'm not going to think about it. It was in Odessa. That's when I felt it begin to happen. The unraveling. The past, the present, what I wanted all laid out for you to decide, for you to pass judgment on, for you to decide if I was what it was, whatever that was you were looking for you. It was in a dark room when you said it. When you said it, there were no lights on. I don't know why I'm resisting you. You're obviously a good thing for me. I just can't give in. I just can't relax with a good thing. I've gotten used to unrequited love. I'm comfortable with it. Whenever there's a chance that love may be given back, I back away. I get bratty. I tease and torment. You won't know what's happening. It's just intimacy scares the hell out of me. Don't take it personally. But isn't it lovely when everything's right? When the kisses connect and our legs are entwined? Isn't it fine when we open up, put our defenses down? Isn't it lovely just watching TV? Eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream, just you and me? Isn't it lovely? Oh, sometimes I wake myself up in the middle of the night just to watch you sleep. And I press my chest against your back and breathe in sync with you. The way you curl up like you're back in the womb just endears me closer. One time I woke up and you had your mouth against my ear. You were breathing into my ear. And for a minute, I thought it was the sea. Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely just to go for a walk in the neighborhood? Who'd guess the simple pleasures could feel this good? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely? And you said, where did you steal that from, a Hallmark card? Oh, to be in love with someone who's in love with me. Not one of those one-sided affairs that ends up messy. Where's the real McCoy? Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, l'amour! L'amour! He met her on a Sunday by the South Street Pier, in a cafe no one goes to, because no one knows it's there. It had copies of Architectural Digest magazine on the back of every chair. It was very chic. The waiter was nervous. He had no eggs. So they reread the menu and went for the Greek salad instead. Well, when it arrived, it was very small, and they both thought, is that all you get for $11? She said, I've got some pretty good coffee and some above-average apple pie. You're welcome to try it if you want to stop by. When they got to her apartment, he went straight for her record collection, because he always believed you could tell a lot about a person by what they listened to. Well, she had lots of jazz and stuff with soul, so he figured she was cool. She showed him her poetry and her punky clothes. She said she went to school in Jersey with Phoebe Snow. He felt curiously close to her. He felt curiously close. The next day he got a call. She was down the street. And had he eaten dinner yet, and did he want to meet? Well, he had, but he said he hadn't. So they grabbed some Szechuan. There was a lot of strange people in the restaurant. And he forgot that he was nervous, and he forgot that he was shy, and he leaned across the table and he said, do you want to spend the night? When they got to his apartment, he ran to the bathroom and brushed his teeth. Then she ran to the bathroom and brushed her teeth. They both had this phobia about bad breath. Their first kiss tasted like Crest with Fluoristat. Then he slipped some smooch music under the stereo, and she slipped off some of her clothes, and he slipped off some of his clothes. And they got into bed with half their clothes still on. And they kissed some more and threw some more clothes on the floor, and neither one remembered falling asleep. But she woke up early, like you do when you're sleeping in a strange place. Plus, the garbage trucks outside made the windows shake. And she waited for him to wake up to see how he'd react at seeing her next to him, and when he opened his eyes, he was grinning. And that was just the beginning. That was just the beginning. I hear music, but there's no one there. I woke up with a strange taste in my mouth. It was you. While you were asleep, I used your shampoo. It made me smell just like you. While you were asleep, I went through your clothes. I stole your t-shirt, wore it to work. The people there were saying, where did you get that t-shirt? It really isn't you. And I said, yes, it is. But that wasn't true. It wasn't me. It was you. While you were asleep, I had breakfast with my friend. We got into an argument and he said, where did you get that attitude? I said it was new. It wasn't new. It was you. Baby, it's you. If I had backup singers, they'd be going, baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. But I don't. Baby, it's you. Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow. I'm all aglow. Taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love.